After much effort to reach an agreement, the negotiations are over and the treaty is finally signed. Now the real work begins. Let's talk about modern treaty implementation from the federal perspective. While negotiation is handled by one Government of Canada department, implementation of modern treaties involves more than 30 federal departments. After the effective date, the day a modern treaty comes into effect, every department of the Government of Canada has treaty implementation obligations. A modern treaty is a constitutionally protected nation-to-nation agreement, not with a single department such as CERNA, but with ministries such as Fisheries and Oceans, Justice, Environment, and Climate Change. Each ministry must understand its treaty obligations and establish working relationships with modern treaty organizations. In recent years, this process has come to be known as the whole-of-government approach. Since the first modern treaty came into effect in the early 1970s, the federal bureaucracy has been very slow to meet its modern treaty obligations. In 2015, there was a cabinet directive requiring a whole-of-government approach to modern treaty implementation. This directive was a response to decades of pressure from modern treaty organizations, and it led to some changes. More than 30 federal departments began to receive information and train their staff about their modern treaty obligations. The Modern Treaties Implementation Office, MTIO, was created to support the implementation of the whole-of-government approach across all federal departments. A requirement to conduct an assessment of modern treaty implications, AMTI, on proposals to Cabinet was created to provide a process for federal departments to assess the implications of their actions on the implementation of modern treaties. The Deputy Minister's Oversight Committee, DMOC, was created to provide executive oversight of the implementation of the Cabinet Directive. It is also a place where high-level bureaucrats can learn about modern treaty issues and share information. Other internal programs and tools were created to collect and analyze information about modern treaty implementation. These recent developments at the federal level have been promising, but work is still needed. Modern treaty organizations continue to insist the Government of Canada meet its obligations and fully implement modern treaties. Some of the tools are now in place, but they are not being used to their full potential.
The Modern Treaty Implementation Office is often involved in implementation. Treaty directorates are responsible and the first point of contact for implementation issues. But oftentimes when there are issues at play, we try to step in and provide some advice or guidance. We work with other federal departments to come up with a process to help expedite or to resolve issues before they become issues that are too big to resolve easily. And we also, for example, will work with treaty partners to bring issues to the Deputy Minister's Oversight Committee on Implementation and have discussions there. We also participate at some of the implementation committee meetings that are set up by our colleagues in the implementation directorates. And through those forums, we hear some of the issues that are on the ground that are being discussed. And it facilitates that development of relationships and the creation of relationships with treaty signatories. The office is a fairly new, in terms of government timelines, it's a fairly new creation, and it really champions a whole of government approach to treaty implementation. And up until 2015, unfortunately, a lot of participants in the field looked at implementation and federal obligations as a responsibility of the department, then DIAN, INAC, now CERNA, and looked at it as one department being responsible for them and making sure that they were implemented. Whereas in fact, for implementation to be successful, it requires all participants in a whole of government approach. One of the biggest elements of our work really is also something that is personally important to me as well. And that is really just sort of spreading the word and making sure that all federal civil servants are aware of modern treaties, understand the implications of them, and really appreciate what it means to, when they're developing a policy or a program, or if they're changing legislation or regulations, that they take into consideration modern treaties, the rights of modern treaty holders, and they develop whatever it is that they're developing in a way that is respectful and advances the importance of Canadian development as as outlined in a number of pieces, including modern treaties.
The whole-of-government approach has created significant opportunities for the Government of Canada to meet their modern treaty obligations, but it does not begin to solve all implementation challenges. Indigenous organizations continue to assert their rights and insist that the federal government develop more effective ways to implement modern treaties.